believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do?
Welcome to another What Is Your What Wednesday. That's funk in it. You like
I love it. Now I'm, you know.
I figured it out on the piano, by the way.
Yeah, it's just a couple of chords, man. You know, if you can get a couple of chords down, you are set. That's like, you can be Billy Joel. That's all Billy Joel did for years was just chords. And then he became, you know, much better at the piano. But there you go. So
now I want to do my own.
You should.
But Rusty wrote a song for me.
Is it good?
Well, I think so.
Are we going to hear it today? All right, or on the next. At some point, we'll hear.
But I think I'm going to have it as part of my opening for
Excellent.
My show.
All right, so then on a Soulful Sunday, at some point in the near future, we're going to hear that.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So
I have to talk to Kelly about that. But
okay.
Yes.
So you guys have to check out Soulful Sunday with Mary Goulet.
Thank you.
And the crew here, and look for that song. So we're going to play a little game. So we're not going to tell people when it's going to right. We're not going to say when you're going to put it in, but at some point on the future Soulful Sunday episode.
Yes, It'll and then on my own, probably on my own show, I'll do a version of it too. But I like yours a lot.
Thank you.
And I know Richard's coming up with one.
Yeah, well, I got a great guy. So I got a guy. I got a guy. You need a song.
Puppies in the alley and write songs.
Puppies in the alley and write songs, exactly. So I got a guy. You need a guy to make a song, I got a guy. Hit me up. And actually, he's really, really good. So super talented.
Is he here or Chicago?
He is here. He's in L.A. And so he did the intro song, which is kind of the dancey version. And then he also did the slow song, which takes us out. So
nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. And here we are, the first What Is Your What Wednesday. I think it's the first What Is Your What Wednesday of the new year, right?
Yes, it
Pretty
is.
Much. There we go.
It's the first Wednesday of the new year.
It is. And you know, over the course of time here, we've had a lot of interesting discussions about nature versus nurture. Mm-hmm. So here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we talk about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts that are found in the New York Times bestseller, my book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com/free. And of course, that would be F-R-E-E. Although I have, over time, I've made it into a multiple syllable word. I don't know how I've done that, but I've always admired people who could take a single syllable word and make it into multiple syllables.
Like freebie?
No, like free. Like,
oh, I hate that one.
You hate that.
Like Snoop Dogg?
Like, exactly. Push shizzle dizzle. Right.
In the morning, getting it on. And they ain't
six in the morning. So speaking of nature versus nurture. All right. So what we're talking about is I want to jump into, we've been continuing the conversation around, we haven't gotten very far in the book yet, which is good because we've got weeks upon weeks upon weeks to do this. So we've got years and years and years to talk about this book. And fortunately, we're only on page three. So no, we're actually a little farther now. But one of the things that I want to talk about from the book here is that whole concept of nature versus nurture, which I know we've talked about quite a bit.
All the time.
Here on the show. And so let me just read this to you. And I'd like to open up a discussion around this, given
not
this
a debate.
New, no, not a debate. Let's keep it as a friendly discussion. Given this new set of eyes and new set of ears that you're going to have around how I've discussed this in the book, because I know this is totally going to change your thinking, Rich. Like this is it. Like this is it. This is where everything shifts for you, right here, right now. You ready?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so here we go. So people have argued for centuries over whether we're more influenced by nature or nurture. Nature being who you are as a result of your genes, and nurture being who you are as a result of your upbringing. And from my perspective, the bottom line here is that for you, it's really irrelevant because I believe that you do hold complete control over the choices you make now, and the wisdom of those choices will determine the quality of your life. So no matter what happened in the past, you can commit to thinking and acting in ways that benefit you from this point on. And you can make that decision right now and make it again for every moment that follows. If you recognize that you are not the person that you have defined yourself to be, nor are you merely the culmination of a series of events, that will certainly help shift your perspective. The character traits that you've developed by internalizing what I refer to as the life-altering moments, such as the grocery store that we discussed before and the other life-altering moments that we've had in our lives, are always within your power to maintain, alter, or fully release. Ultimately, don't use the past as an excuse for current behavior that serves you poorly. Take responsibility for who you are right now. So the question is, since we've all had these life-altering moments, and we've talked about this before, do you think you can, in fact, let's talk about it in terms of generalities, and then we'll bring it back to us individually, but from a general perspective, do you think that the average person has the ability to recognize that they are not the person that they have defined themselves to be, which typically is based on a culmination of a series of events that have taken place in their life?
I don't think the average one, no.
Why not? Do you think it's possible?
I just don't think they do.
Do you think most people define themselves by the series of events that have transpired in their life?
I would not say just events, but circumstances mm-hmm. that maybe they don't want to even take responsibility for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a
so if I'm hearing you,
okay.
Do you think then that circumstances define the person?
I think people let circumstances define them. I don't know how much active will there is for the majority of humanity that they will actually effort to say, why do I find myself in these situations or circumstances? And I really just don't know if people have that much awareness about it. Or they might say, I really don't like it when I end up here, but I don't know if they have the capacity to figure out. I don't know.
So, Rich, what do you think before we jump into some of the solutions?
Richard.
I don't think most people do. I think most people...
You don't think they do what?
I don't think they actually... I don't think they really think about it too much. I think we've been so ingrained that results are what matter. You know, even Tony Robbins, I said results. Like everything.
That's how he says it.
We're so results oriented that if they don't have the stuff they want already, if they don't live in the house, have the exact marriage, like I don't think most people, really go much deeper than just thinking they. I think large events that happen, like maybe graduation from a high prestigious college or something like that. Like there's certain things that they'll get defined by, but they're usually big events. And I don't think people think much about how all the little things they do when people aren't watching is what's really defining them.
Yeah, I think it's emotional events that we get stuck in not being able to get rid of. But you don't want to get rid of an accomplishment or an achievement. You can be defined, like you said, the degree, but
that can work the opposite way too. Then you could be spoiled by your parents. You could be told all the time, Mary, you're the best, you're the most beautiful, you're the smartest, you're the most intelligent, this, that, and the other. And then when other people who you experience in your life, how are they going to live up to that stand? I mean, the bar has been set so high. Right, so it can work the other way too. But Wade is actually jumping out of his chair here. What's up, my man?
Well, if I can just throw this in, I think most people don't change because they just accept normal. Like, think about whenever you're, say, 5 years old, 6 years old, and you go for your first sleepover, and you discover, wow, they don't do everything here like we do back home, right? But you never thought about back home because that was just your norm. So a lot of people are existing in, say, this culture, and they never stop for a moment and think, wow, could things be different, let alone can I change them? Because if you never even envision, wow, things could be different, where's the motivation?
Yeah. So I think ultimately the question is it possible? And more specifically, when you look at past behavior, In the framework of nature versus nurture, is it possible then to really take a step back and say, I can get back to the core of the essence of who I really am? Or do you in fact live in that mindset and in that realm, that reality for you of what you've been told, what you've experienced, and what you've really had to go through in your life? So that brings us back to...
Yes, it's possible.
Okay, so...
I believe.
You still think at the end of the day, you still think nature has the potential to overcome the nurturing, whether for bad or for good, that has taken place in a person's life. Yeah.
Well, it depends. You're kind of assuming that, like, I'm thinking that's nurturing. I might be looking at changing nature is a form of nurturing myself.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that people change because something external happens that forces their hand,
yeah,
or something internal becomes so painful that they seek out a change.
It's kind of like the Ritchieism. I'll go super fast because I know we're running. I say we're a sack of chemicals that thinks about thinking. The sack of chemicals is the nature part.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so are you getting sleep? Are you getting the water? Are you getting the nutrients? Or, you know, all that stuff.
Yep.
That's the nature. And then you're thinking about something, right? And then the thinking about thinking, that's the part where you got to learn to interrupt the patterns.
Yep.
Are you going in a negative loop or are you going in a positive loop? So
right.
It's still both, I think.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right. So what do you think? I mean, that's really the question. What do you think? Does nature win? Does nurture win? Can you overcome your nurturing with your naturing? What do you think? Which wins? Is it nature? Is it nurture? Is it a combination thereof? Let us know. Leave us a message at 1-844-MRBOLD1. That's 1-844-MR-BOLD1. And let us know what you think of nature versus nurture. Which wins? Which loses? What drives you in your life? We want to hear your stories. And again, remember, here on What Is Your What Wednesday, we're talking about the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What? Discover the one amazing thing you were born to do. And you can grab your free copy at whatisyourwhat.com/free. We'll talk to you guys next time on What Is Your What Wednesday.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.